In the name of the true and ever-living God, who bless, redeem, and sanctify us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my salvation. Pray with me, thank you, Father, that you have promised that the testing of our faith produces perseverance and steadfastness, which in time will bring forth the beautiful Christ-like character that you so desire in all your children. Help me, Lord, to embrace any trials that you see fit to enter my life. Help me to look at the difficulties that engulf me with your eyes. Give me an eternal perspective in all my problems. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Please be comfortable, my St. Sebastian family. Good morning.
Good morning.
And friends of St. Sebastian, I was so tempted when I was reading the lessons, and I'm going to do it, but I might not sing it right. On the rivers of Babylon, when we stand firm, do you remember Zion? So no one knows the song?
No.
Oh my
God. Okay. Let's start again. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Today's reading, Jesus talks about the nature of faith and about the relationship of discipleship and service. He uses the analogy of the mustard seed, small under the ground, with water and care, its growth increases. Kind of a lot of us who are Christians, we are still like the mustard seed. We are still need to be watered and nurtured. And our faith is so often tempted. The disciples were asking to increase it, like we could go to Publix and says, do you have any faith? And I know Publix would know, most likely says, we don't have it yet, but I can give you a rain check and we would love to see if we can get it. But that's not the faith Jesus is telling us about. It's a faith about commitment to ourselves, our commitment to the gospel, a commitment to following the ways of Christ. We are so often tempted about our faith. We struggle with our faith. We struggle it in so many times. You know when we struggle in our faith most? When we're dealing with our family. And you don't have to shake your heads because I know it's true. We love them. We love them close. But sometimes we love them afar. And they test your faith. And it also can come when you're in a big family. You find that those at the bottom, the last, nobody listens to them. They're always children. So you are fighting for position to be recognized, and it tests who you are. And I looked at the example of a good example in the Bible of faith. You remember David, who would be one of the great kings? When they came to look for the new king, David was not one that was chosen. He was still in the fields taking care of the animals. And I say to you today, just like David was chosen, you are chosen for your faith. We are individually created by God, specially and unique. My faith and your faith are different. I'm not going to say mine is stronger and yours is weaker. Your faith may be used for other things where you're great at, which I am not as good at. They believe that I am a great priest, so I'm here. You chose me as a good priest, so I'm here. So that's your faith in trusting in me to be your priest. But God knows what David's faith was. And the many years David had spent in the fields shooting his sling, he always hit everything he wanted. But it was his faith that caused him to overcome Goliath. Because no one else believed that he would have overcome Goliath. But he knew because he had the faith. And that's what I'm saying to you this morning, brothers and sisters. It is a testing of your faith. And We get that opportunity every day to test our faith. Just driving outside your house or coming out of your garage, someone passed and cut you off. That tests your faith. You could say it's go ahead, or you could use words that you cannot use in church. But God says to you, be still and know that I am who? I am God. I saw an ad, a little story, and I found it was so wonderful. A father had now, he was in his late 60s or 70s, and he could see, he had vision, but he could not see colors. But now there are some new glasses that you can buy or purchase that when you look into them, you see color. So he had a birthday gift, and his kids bought him this big box. And I don't know why children always do that to their older parents. And I'm just telling you, do not do that to your older parents. Where you buy them a big box, and every time they open part of the box, there's another box, and there's another box, and there's another box. Till he gets to the package that has in the shades. Well, now, most likely, you're 70-something years, you are frustrated. And you're like, what is this? A pair of glasses. It was just a pair of glasses, a chaise to him. And they said, put them on. But when he put them on, he saw colors for the first time in his life. Just imagine the faith that came to him and the feeling that came. He forgot all about the headache he had to go through the boxes. Sometimes even in our churches, we do things that are so impossible. We didn't believe it was going to happen. I wasn't here, but I know you since Sebastian did something that was awesome. You felt that the parking lot needed to be paved. Money was not in the coffers like you want to. And what did you do? You decided you're going to form a campaign, and you raised more than enough to do the parking lot to the extent that the last visiting priest that came and covered for me said, I did not recognize the church. My brothers and sisters, I tell you, that's what faith does. When you trust in God, they say faith can move what?
Mountains.
And that's what I ask of us today. To have faith. Faith where it is a commitment to our church and a hope that the new visitor that came today loves what you hear in the new voice, in the singing, in our peace. And maybe the priest will preach a sermon that they would come back. That's faith. Faith that how we can evangelize to bring people to know what the love of Christ. Faith that when we go into the coffee hour, we say hi to someone we didn't say hi before to and tell them, happy, how are you? How are your family? You never know what your faith can do to others. The disciples were feeling that it was something that they could purchase. You can't purchase it. You live it. You believe it. You do it in prayer. You know, and the great thing about here, we have such prayer warriors. Between the daughters of the king, and I always forget my dear friends that sits at the side, in the back of the, what is your group?
St.
Francis Center. And just, we are just prayer warriors. Our pray is the faith that heals us, and it also heals us for loved ones. As I was walking this morning, the first thing that was said to me was before I start service with Father Gary, you need to make sure you give us prayer for healing. Prayer for healing. I visited my sister who turned 68 this week in Buffalo, and my best friend who turned 70. He's having early stages of dementia. And I said I need to go see him before. When I do see him, I don't know him. But I didn't realize it was so tough a situation. And at the invocation at his party, when I give the invocation, I went over and gave him a special blessing. And everyone says, well, just in case, could I get a blessing too? And I say to you, you never get enough blessings, because if it's going up to God and it is with good faith, you are going to feel the love of Christ. But you know what was special for me? My sister was going to do the shut-in. like our lay Eucharistic visitors. And I said to her, I'll follow you, I'll go with you this morning, I'll even wear a collar. And when I got to see this young lady, not a young lady, she was 86 years old, and her walker came to the door. We did a Eucharistic visitor, and she said to me, Father, you are the first priest I have seen in 5 years. She hadn't left her home. Yes, she was given the visits. The priest, the church is about less than a mile from her house. And sometimes we as ministers forget that our shut-ins need to see us. Yes, our lay Eucharistic visitors do a wonderful job, but there's nothing better than to see a visit from the priest. And whether that message was that I saw her for the priest, but it also said to me, and Father Gary, don't you forget to see your shut-ins at St. Sebastian. They're yours. Yes, they don't make it to church, but their faith is still strong and they believe in your church. Our faith is dependent on each other. It's our part to give success through faith. But if we have faith and believe in God, it is doing a new thing at St. Sebastian. Where all of us look at the faces of God and we launch into saying, why is it that we all just believe? We get up and we are here every Sunday morning. We fill our hearts with the love of God through music, the quietness of our spirits. It takes away our doubts and our fears. God will transcend your hurts, and he'll bring a new future to you. He will eliminate those disappointments that you believe that are about to happen. What hasn't worked is going to work. Trust in God. You know, in the letter to Timothy, Timothy was also struggling today. You know, he was the protege of Paul. He just wanted to get it right. But also all of us, as sometimes we step and we fall. Paul was reassuring Timothy today that the love for him and to keep the faith because he's on the right track and God will be with him every step. Yes, God was with Timothy. He is also with you and he's also with me. He just asks us to have a power of discipline. A faith that will draw us closer to Jesus is a faith that makes us stronger for the journey of this life. A faith that will say to the world, on the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Have you heard that song before? On Christ, the solid rock I stand.